Alright, so we'll say good morning. So let's begin. Today's daf is daf tzadik, and we left off yesterday on Pei Tes Amud Aleph, six lines up on the bottom. Kiha de Amrav Nachman. So we'll say the last thing we left off yesterday was the interesting idea of where you have, again, remember we're dealing with, there are two roofs, there are two buildings that are right next to each other, and you have two roofs. And the interesting question the Gemara was dealing with was the discussion about if one of the roofs goes ahead and makes certain tikkunim and the other does not, that seems to be indicative of the fact that the roof that did not make the tikkunim went ahead and has yielded its rights in its roof, and that would give the other roof that did make the certain tikkunim, the certain modifications for use of the roof, access not only to its own part, but to the other part as well. So the Gemara says, Kehada Amrav Nachman, Asa Sulam Kavua Legago. If a person made a fixed ladder for his rooftop, Hutra Bechol Agagin, Chuda Bechol Agagin Kulan, he becomes permitted for use in all of the other roofs. So we'll say again, in a case like we saw earlier, where let's say you have one roof that opens up into another roof, and only one person made a ladder to get up to his roof, a fixed ladder. So that's indicative of the fact that he intends on using that rooftop. No one else made a ladder leading up to the rooftop. So the mice, again, it appears halachically as if everyone else yielded their rights in their roof, and therefore the guy who built the ladder could use not only his own roof space, but everyone else's roof space as well. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye bana ali agabe be. So similarly, if a person built, let's say, a second story onto his home, I will say this is not like a second story, like you're thinking of that, it means he built on like a hut, some kind of hut on the top of his roof. And what happens? He makes a very small four tefach entrance at the opening of this particular daka. So just if you want to see a picture of this, so this is picture 317. It's very simple. You have a building, a rooftop. You build a daka, a little hut on top of the rooftop, and the rooftop has a small entranceway of four tefach. So says the Gemara. Now we'll say in this case over here, same thing. None of the other rooftops built any kind of aliyah. No one else built anything on top of the roofs. And therefore Abaye says that the individual who built the hut on top of the roof has access not only to his roof area, but to all the other adjoining roof areas as well. We'll say, because again, logic being the same, that Lemaisa, because he took actions to use the roof and no one else did, it's as if everyone else yielded rights in the roof. Amarava, Pamim Shah Dakale Isr. There are sometimes, says Rava, where actually the building of the hut would preclude him from using the roof. How so? Hei dami, da'abida lahadi tarbitza. I will say, well, let's say a person went ahead, and again, this is picture 318, but let's say a person made the hut, but in this case over here, the opening, the doorway of the hut, does not face the rooftops, but instead faces a garden below. I will say, when it faces a garden below, then the issue is that it would appear that a person built the hut not for use of the roof, but for what purpose? Just to be able to look out onto the garden to see what's going on. So in that kind of case, again, there would be no indication that a person wants to use the rooftop, and therefore Lemaisa, he would not get, the building of the hut would not give him total usage of the roof as well as the other adjoining rooftops. So the Gemara says, because when looking at that, we would say that the reason he built that hut was to go ahead and guard and watch over his garden down below. Rashi says, he is in essence removed himself from any kind of usage in the roof. Fine. Boi Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama has the following question. So we'll say, remember, this is going in. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Beis Amos Begag Zeh, Kirav Sfirale, Da Amar Gag Shebein Hagagin, In Metaltalin Bo Ela Bedalid, Da Asri Ahadot. So we'll say, now Rami Bar Chama is asking the question, according to what we said in yesterday's daf, that according to Rav, you have Dalet Amos. You have Dalet Amos to walk on a rooftop. The Shaila is, can you divide those Dalet Amos? And can you walk two Amos on a Gag? Ushte Amos Bo Amod. And let's say, Rabbi, say you have an adjoining pillar, right, a large pillar. So can you walk two amos? Can you transfer two amos on the rooftop and then two amos on the pillar? So mahu, what is the halacha? Look at Rashi just a moment. Mahu, the taltal me achas mehen, la amod ha omeid birsh sarabim, samich amod ha omeid birsh sarabim, samich lo. Gavoy, you have a racham dal. It's almost like, can you carry an object 2 amos? We know we're limited to 4 amos, but can I divide the 4 amos 2 between the rooftop and between the pillar? Amar Rabba, my kami boyle. So Rabbi said, well, what's the question? Carmelis v'rashus hayoch kami boyle. So interesting enough, so Rabbi writes that what's the shaila? After all, it's two different rishuyos. After all, the rooftop, look at Rashi for just a moment. Carmelis v'rashus hayoch kami boyle. The tmiya kilomar pshita da asir da hagag carmelis ukidamiran imetaltam bala dali va'amar rishus hayachid. So now the Gemara says, well, how can you possibly do that? After all, the rooftop is a carmelis, which is why, according to Rav and others, you can only carry dalet amos to begin with. And the pillar that we're talking about is 10 tefachimai, 4 tefachimai, which makes it, again, at least at those dimensions, which makes it Rosh Hashayachid. You can't carry from a carmelis to Rosh Hashayachid, or vice versa. So the Gemara says, my kami boile, carmelis for Rosh Hashayachid kami boile, v'roi bar chama agav chorfei lo ayinbei. So interesting, the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Chama, because of his sharpness, I'm also saying in this case what it means, is because of his eagerness to ask the question, did not think things through enough. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Bar Chama agav chorfei, hashas kamar. Rabbi Bar Chama nami, vaday lo iboile le miboy haki. The Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Chama certainly did not mean to ask this question, because this question is obvious. Ela agav chorfei, mihor b'she'ilas avala ayin bo yafa. But because he was so sharp, he was so eager to ask the question, he did not take the time to word the question appropriately. What did Rabbi Bar Chama mean to ask? Elahachi kami boile. This is what he meant to ask. Beis amos begag, or beis amos ba'achsadra. Oh, what's the case? Can you carry, Rabosai, 2 amos on a rooftop and 2 amos on an achsadra? So, if you want to see the picture of this, this is picture 319. Remember, our achsadra is a roofed portico, right? Like a roof, like a gazebo type of thing, where again, essentially just four poles with a roof on top, no walls. So let's say now again you have this achsadra right next to the rooftop of the home. Can you carry 2 amos on the rooftop and 2 amos then on the portico? Look at Rashi. Beis amos b'achsadra shal b'ilim acherim. The court portico belongs to someone else. Agave tikra shal achsadra yoser mi beis sasayim. Ve'ein la mechitza, ve'ein la pitikra, denema yored v'sosin davida ki urzila b'shipua ki gagin shalom v'kidamrina b'osin pasin tahashtin havi la carmelis. Well, say, listen to this case, very interesting. So Rav Chama is asking the following situation. Let's say you have a rooftop of an achsadra. There are a lot of qualifications here. Number one, that it's more than the area of 2 beis sa. Number two, that it's sloped. Now, why does it matter that it's sloped? Because we're both saying, remember, we're going to get into this a little bit later. When you have a rooftop, sometimes we say pitikra yorid besose. Just like we say good achis and good asik, that the walls of a mechitza could be extended upwards and downwards. Pitikra yorid besose means that the edge of a roof could be viewed as extending downwards, thereby creating a mechitza. That only applies to flat roofs. Does not apply to slanted or sloped roofs. Now, the Gemara says you have now the rooftop of an achsadra, which is more than 2 beis sa'ad space, which does not have mechitzos, which essentially makes it what? Which are carmelis. So now what you have is 2 carmeli, if that's the plural, right? I have 2 carmeli right one next to each other, the rooftop and the achsadra. Now Rabbi Bar Chama is asking, can I go ahead and carry 2 amos on the rooftop carmelis to 2 amos and another 2 amos, total of, we're not debating the total 4, 2 amos on the rooftop carmelis and 2 amos on the achsadra carmelis. So the Gemara says, Mahu, what is the halacha? Mi aminan kevan delo hai chazi ladira, velo hai chazi ladira chada reshusihi. Do we say that since this one is not a domicile, that they're like one reshus, and therefore I can carry 2 amos in each? O Dilma, Kevan demigag legag asir, or do we say that since carrying from one roof to another roof is asir, migag leachsadra nami asir, so therefore carrying from one roof to an achsadra should also be asir? Look at Rashi Rabosai. O Dilma, kevan demigag legag asir, tamayot rabbanon mishum dekapti ashinoi bailemu. Because we also remember, according to the Rabbanon, each roof is considered to be its own independent entity, owned by a different owner. Maybe we say the same way that rooftops are independent, you can't carry from one to the other, so too you can't carry from roof to an achsadra. So the Gemara says, Boira Bibi Barabaye. So Rabbi Barabaye asked the following question. Beis Amos Begag. So also this is just now an extension of the of Rami Bar Chama's question. Beis Amos Begag or Beis Amos Bechorva. Similarly, what happens? Can you carry two amos on the rooftop and two amos in a churva? So also remember, what's a churva? Rashi says, Bechorva shel acherim. The churva is owned by someone else. Uprutza lirush sarabim, and it's open to the public domain. Dahavyanami karmelis kegag bein agagin. So we'll say now you have the rooftop of a churva, of a ruin. So now this ruin has a rooftop. So same basic idea. So can you carry two amos on a rooftop, two amos on a churva? Mahu. Amrav Kahana, lav hainu derami bar chama. So Rav Kahana said, I don't understand. Rabibi, isn't that the same question as Rami bar chama asked? Meaning, you're just saying the same thing, you're just substituting a different case. Rami bar chama asked, what? What is the case of carrying from a rooftop, which is a karmelis, to the rooftop of an achsad, which is also a karmelis? Now, Rabibi bar Abaye, you seem to be asking the same exact question. Just instead of using the word churva, you are using the word what? Instead of using the word achsadra, you're using the word churva, but it's the same question. Can you carry two amos in one karmelis and two amos in another karmelis? Amar Rabibi Bar Abaye. So Rabibi Bar Abaye apparently was a little bit offended. He says, Bechime achar asoy vinitsoy. He says, do you think I'm coming here just to use other people's arguments? So look at Rashi just a moment. Asoy vinitsoy. Bechime achar asoy vinitsoy. So Rabibi says, do you think I am just here going ahead and quoting Rami Bar Chama's question? Let's read the rest of the Rashi. Do you think I'm here just to go ahead and repeat a question asked by someone else? Basi lekanter. You think I'm just here to make machlokes? He says, I'll tell you why my question is different. Achsadra lo chaz yeladira. The rooftop of the achsadra, that's not fit for dwelling. The churva chaz yeladira, but ultimately the rooftop of the ruin that is fit for dwelling. The chine achar the chaz yeladira my kami boile. But if that's true, that it is really fit for dwelling, then what in actuality is the question? So the Gemara, look at Rashi, my kami boile ha lo dami legag va'asir. Because most of them, if it's fit for dwelling, it won't be like a rooftop, and it certainly should be asir. So the Gemara says imtin siloma kama. If you want to say that the reason you can't carry two amos on a rooftop and two amos on an achsadra is because the achsadra is not fit for dwelling, churva chaz yiladira. At the end of the day, the rooftop of the churva is fit for dwelling. O dilma, or on the other hand, hashta miha lespa diurin. At the other hand, Rabbi Osai, maybe what? Maybe at the end of the day, since no one's actively living there, it's still reckoned the same way as the rooftop, to which the Gemara says, Teku. So we'll say the Gemara does not resolve this particular sugya. We'll say, remember, we already saw earlier that at least according to one opinion in the Rabbanan Shita, that you can't carry from within one root, meaning that even though you have Dalet Amos, your Dalet Amos is always limited to what? To one particular roof, that you can never do two here and two someone else. Tell someone else. But apparently, again, according to the Shita that entertains the possibility that you can split up the four amos that you're given, how you could split it up, under what rushus you could split it up, apparently remains an unresolved question.
Is this the same, it's basically the same argument we had in Shabbos about going outside the Chum, you can have the two amos going in, Rabbi Gamliel and the Chum, said you can't go out. And regularly, I'll say you could go out into where the other people were there.
And you right, it's the same machlokes.
It's pretty much the same because that's different rishuyos.
Right, so right. I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. That's an excellent point. All right. So the Gemara says the following: Gagin Hashavin Rabbi Meir. We're going to start a chart.
Yeah. Can my star be gold?
Your star can be gold. Yes. All right, Gagin Hashavet. So I will say now a new case. Let's say you have level rooftops. Gagin Hashavet really means where one roof is exactly level with another. Look at Rashi for just a moment over here. Gagin Hashavet, she'ein bahen gag gavo mechavero asara. So I will say, let's say you have the following case. You have multiple roofs, and none of them are 10 tefachim higher than that. Because we also remember, going back to the Mishnah, so remember, we had the first opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir held that all rooftops are considered to be one rishus as long as what? As long as there's not a 10 tefach height differential between any of the roofs. So now, we're dealing now with the case of Gag and Hashab, and Rashi says, She'in van Gag gava mechaver ha'asara, v'yesh harbe smuchin yachad. So you have many rooftops, one next to the other, and there is no 10 tefach height differential between any of them. So the Gemara says, Gag and Hashab, Rabbi Meir, the Gag yechidi the Rabbanon. And Rabbo said, if you have an individual rooftop according to the Rabbanon. Now remember, we'll say the Rabbanon hold that each rooftop is considered to be its own rishus. So the Gemara is quoting all of the shitas. According to Rabbi Meir, you have a bunch of rooftops that are equal with each other, and according to Rabbanon, we're dealing just with one rooftop. Rav Amar Mutzal Talta Bekulo. Rav says you can carry throughout the entire roof. So we'll say what that would mean for Rabbi Meir is among all of the rooftops, and according to the Rabbanon, it would mean a rooftop. So Rav says Mutzal Talta Bekulo. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, "Ein metaltelin ella bedalid," and Shmuel says, "No, you can only carry within dalid amos." Dalid amos. Rav Amar Mutzal Talta the Kulo. So Rav says you could carry the entire throughout the entire or the entire either according to Rabbanon the entire rooftop or according to Rav Meir all of the rooftops. Kashid Rav Adrav. Now I will say this contradicts Rav. Rav said in yesterday's daf what that you only have dalid amos. Right? Rav was on record saying you only have dalid amos. To which the Gemara says it's not a kasha. Hasam lo minkara michitzta. Hacha minkara michitzta. So Rav say, when does Rav say you only have dalet amas? That's when what? When the michitzos, the walls of the building, are not recognizable. If the walls of the building are not recognizable, then what? Then you can't say good asik michitzta. You can't view the walls as extending upwards. Therefore, it's an unenclosed area. And if it's an unenclosed area, all you have is what? Dalet amas. Masha Inkin, according to Rav, where the side walls are visible, in that case, again, you can say good asik mechitzta, and therefore, again, the entire area is enclosed. Therefore, according to Rabban, you can carry throughout the entire roof, or according to Rabban, you can carry on all the roofs. O Shmuel Amar, ein metaltelin bo ela b'dalet amos. And Shmuel says you can only carry dalet amos. Kashi Shmuel ad Shmuel. Shmuel is contradicting himself, because Rabban said yesterday's daf, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said he carries throughout the entire roof. Again, the Gemara says, not a kasha. Hasam. Lo havi yosrimi beis sasayim, hacha havi yosrimi beis sasayim. Shmuel says everything is dependent on the size of the area. When did I say that you can go ahead and carry throughout the entire area? That's only when it's less than a size of two sa'ah. But if it's larger than two sa'ah, then what? Then such an area you have restricted mobility, and you can only carry dalet amos. So we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Hasam leka yosrim beis sasayim. You see that, Rashi? So Rashi says, Kevan is the second wide line in Rashi, the widest lines. Kevan the isle the Shmuel good asik, after mechitzah shebeintam. Now, I will say, interestingly enough, Shmuel holds good asik mechitzah, even with mechitzah she'in anikaros. So even if the mechitzah is not visible, we still say what? That we view it as extending upward. Va'afapi she'in anikaron, uplutayu kamaisa alibud rabbanon, hu demashi lechol chad rushusa ba'antay nafshe. Havi kol gag the gag mukaf bifnei atzma b'chol chad alek yom b'sesayim. Aval hacha de paginon alibud Rabbi Meir demashi lekula kechad v'kula nitarn b'mechitzos chitzonos yesh kan yosemi b'sesayim the hekif ze the good asik eno hekif ledira the hanach mechitzos shalmata av api shenasu ledira lemata avdinon lador b'chaladon lemata v'lo ledira skag hilchach. Listen to this. So according to Shmuel, this is fascinating. Shmuel, remember, Rav's two positions are much easier. Because according to Rav, everything hinges on that Rav only holds good asik, applies in what case? Where the mechitzos are recognizable. But if the mechitzos are not recognizable, you can't extend upwards the mechitzah, and therefore, again, the area is not enclosed. If the area is not enclosed, you're limited to dalet amos. If it is enclosed, you have the entire area. Shmuel holds that even mechitzos she'in anikaros are still mechitzos. Now, therefore, why does he restrict the dalet amos? Because I will say, remember, Shmuel will say that we're dealing over here with the case of either according to the Rabbanan, you have one rooftop that's more than two beis sa'ah, or according to Rabbi Meir, all the rooftops combined are more than two beis sa'ah. Now, I will say, an area that is more than two beis sa'ah, that was not hukaf ledira, that was not enclosed for residential purposes, has the status of a karvev. And once you have, or excuse me, of a karmelist, well, really it's a karmelist type area. Once that is true, then what? Then you are limited in mobility in carrying two Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos. So the Gemara says the following.
Even with
Right, so, correct, because it's not hook up the Dyarim. So let me clarify this point. And therefore, where do I find the Dyarim Mechitzos? So Shmuel will say in this case that they're not Mechitzos made for Damasal purposes. Even though we say good osik, he says truly only the mechitzos below that are made for dwelling purposes. The mechitzos on top, which of course are halachic virtual mechitzos, are not made for dwelling purposes. So the Gemara goes weiter. So the Gemara says, itmar. So the Gemara's kasha. Sina. What about a boat? What about a boat? Well, it says interesting kasha. Let's say a person's on a boat on Shabbos. So can you carry on a boat on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Rav Amar Moto Tatal Bakulo. Rav says you can carry throughout the entire boat on Shabbos. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says, Eva Talklin Ba Ela Bedalit. Shmuel says you only have Dalet Amos on the boat. So the Gemara says, Rav Amar Motel Talta Bakula. Rav says you can carry throughout the entire boat. Why? Amud Beis. Daha Ika Mechitzta. So Rav says, because it has Mechitzos. They will say, what Mechitzos does a boat have? Very simple. A boat has walls, right? A boat has walls. So Rav says, those are mechitzos. So Avishai will say, if you're below the deck, you're enclosed by walls. You're in an enclosed area. And we'll say, leaving aside an Erev Chatzeros and stuff like that. Let's leave that all on the side for just a moment. But Lamai said it's an enclosure siyaka. Therefore, Rav says, you can carry it throughout the entire area. And therefore, again, remember, even on deck, the Parshas, those mechitzos extend as well. But Lamai said, we'd say good asik. And therefore, the entire area is enclosed. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, Imatal Tlinba, Ela Ba'arba Amos. Shmuel says, no, you only have Dalet Amos. Why? Mechitzos lahavriach mayim asuyos. Interesting enough, because Shmuel says, that the point of the walls is not to enclose the area of the boat for dwelling purposes. Rather, Rabbo say, what is the major point of the wall? To keep the water out. Right? So Rabbo say, right? So meaning, what that means is, according to Shmuel, in order for a mechitza to enclose an area, it has to be a mechitza that is made for dwelling purposes. But if the mechitza serves a secondary, we'll call it, if the mechitza serves an alternate primary purpose, like keeping the water out, then that's not called hokof ledira. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Rav Yosef to Shmuel. So Rav Chiya bar Rav Yosef said to Shmuel, Hilchasa kavaseich, o hilchasa kirav. Who does the halacha follow? That is interesting. He's saying, who does the halacha follow? Does the halacha follow you? Or does the halacha follow Rav? Omele is very interesting. So Shmuel said, Hilchasa kirav. Very interesting. So Shmuel himself said, the halacha follows Rav. Then I will say, whatever that means, apparently Shmuel retracted. Right? Shmuel recanted. He had a change of heart. So Shmuel says, the halacha follows Rav. And therefore what? Therefore we consider the boat, the walls of the boat, an actual enclosure. And therefore the entire boat is considered enclosed. You carry throughout the entire boat. Amarav Gidol, Amarav Chiyah Bar Yosef. Amarav Chiyah Bar Yosef. So Rav Gidol says in the name of Rav Chiyah Bar Yosef, Umoderav, so also listen to this case, She'im kafa al piha, if you turn the boat over, So now we'll say, not at sea, right? But the idea over here is now, let's say the boat's on land, right? And now it's turned over. So now, Umoderav, Rav agrees, She'im kafa al piha, She'im taltalin ba ella ba'arba amos. That lemais again. I will say, if it's at sea, you have bigger problems than how much air you can carry. Right? So do not have enough focus at sea. Right? So says the Gemara. If you turn the boat on its, literally apia means on its mouth. You turn the boat upside down. Even Rav agrees that you only have Dalet Amos. Only have Dalet Amos. Rashi says, Umod Rav Shem Kafa Apia VeGovha. Yosrami Asara. It will say obviously then it's higher than 10 tefachim, right? It's obviously higher. The aim metalklin ba ela ba'arba. So we'll say the easiest way to visualize this would be if, let's say, you're on top of the boat. Right? Let's say, so you are standing on what would normally be the bottom of the boat. So we'll talk about it in just a little bit. So now what the Gemara is saying is you're limited, Rav would agree you're only limited to Dalet Amos. So Gemara says, 1 second. Kafa lemai. Why exactly have you overturned this boat? Ilema ladur tachtaha. If you want to say that you've converted this into what? Into a domicile. Right? You've converted it into a domicile, now you're actually living there. Then, maishna migag yechidi. So we'll say, interestingly enough, if you've actually converted it into a home, so then it turns out the bottom of the boat, which is now the roof, should be no different than the roof of a house. And therefore, so remember, we've started with the roof of the house, the Rabbanon allow you to use the entirety of the roof. Right, Rabbi Meir, let me say it differently. Everybody agrees that you can use the entirety of the roof. If that's the case, why would you be limited to Dalet Amos? So the Gemara says, Ella, as Julian just mentioned, Shekafa Lizafosa. Rather, what did you do? You turned it over to Tarit, if that's the right, if that's a verb. Right? You've turned it over to coat it with tar. That was the sealant to keep out the water. So look at Rashi. Shekafa Lizafsa, Shebita Mechitzoseha, Mitoras Dira. So also remember, because you turned it over to Tarit, therefore again, remember, the Mechitzos don't have the identity as Damasa Mechitzos. De Einon Omdin, Omdos Kolzman Kifiyasa, Lo Lediras Mala, Velo Lediras Matan. Because also remember, when the boat is turned over for the sake of tarring it, then what? It's not set aside to be used either the top of it nor the inside of it. Meaning, at that point in time when it's being rehabbed, so to speak, so it's not normally used for domicile purposes. The havu ka amud ba'alma, and therefore it's just like having a plain pillar in a particular rishus. V'chi amrit b'hu gud asik havi ekev yosei meisa asayim shelo hukaf l'dir v'karmelasi. So we'll say at the end of the day, the Gemara would say that l'maisa, in this case, we would not say good asik. At the end of the day, it's not made for residential purposes. And therefore, l'maisa, you're limited to, essentially you have a caramelist type area, and therefore it's not in close residential purposes, and therefore you would be limited to Dalaram. So both like, even Rav, who says that a boat is normally considered an enclosed area, that's only when the boat is right side up. When the boat is right side up in its normal functional use. Rav will say that even though, yes, of course, the walls of the boat do keep out the water, but the walls of the boat also primarily serve a residential purpose, and therefore the entire area is enclosed, you can carry throughout the entire boat. But if the boat is upside down, being tarred, then the Maisa is clear that it's not set aside for residential purposes, and therefore, again, the Maisa you would be limited to for amos of mobility. Rav Ashi, masnila asfina, v'rav acha b'rei dirava masnila achsadra. So we'll say, what is this talking about over here? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Rav Ashi, masnila, lahad rav chiyah bar Yosef achsadra. So we'll say, remember, Rav Chiyah bar Yosef, the third line from the top, just a couple of lines ago, Rav Chiyah bar Yosef asked Shmuel, does the halacha follow you, or does the halacha follow Rav? So we'll say, now we're going to see that there's a machlokes, what case Rav Chiyah bar Yosef was asking Shmuel about. So Rav Ashi understands that the question of Rav Chiyah bar Rav Yosef to Shmuel was talking about the case of the boat, just as we said before. And he was asking Shmuel, does the halacha follow you in the boat, or does it follow Rav in the boat? Rav Acha b'Rei D'Rava said, Masnila a'achsadra, that he was asking Shmuel this case in the case of the achsadra, in the case of the portico. What's the case of the achsadra? The itmar, achsadra b'vika. Well, so let's say you have an achsadra, this portico, in an open field. I will say, what does it mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi, achsadra b'vika, habika carmelis. So the vika, the open field in which the achsadra is situated, is a carmelis. Remember, our Carmelis is our large open area that is Rishus Harabim-like. It's Rishus Harabim-like, again, in that number one, it doesn't belong to any one individual. And B, it's large and open space. It's not really Rishus Harabim, why? Because it doesn't have the pedestrian traffic. But Midrabanan, we treat it like a Rishus Harabim. So now you have this book, this open field that's come. So I'm reading Rashi. I'm reading B'Yitzias HaShabbos. V'achsantra zu prutza midal ruchosel. I will say, the achsantra is open on all four sides. The omate kiureha al dalit yisedos, the nosnin dalit koros miyased liyased, the alehen misajin hanasarin, the osan koros kari pitikos. So also listen to this. So as we explained this before, Sachsadra, you have a rooftop. The rooftop is put on top of four pillars. But what? No walls. So you have a roof, four pillars, no walls. Vahay dinaket bika mishum de beir stamachsadra smuchos lahekif bayis. So now, what's the case? I have the achsadra sitting in the bika. So I have the achsadra, roof with four pillars, sitting in the carmelis. So, Rav says, you can carry throughout the entire area. And I will say, we'll see why in just a moment. Shmuel says, nope, you're limited to dalaramas. Rav amar mutra talta bekula. Rav says you can carry throughout the entire area. Why? Amrinan pitikra yored v'sosein. Because why? Rav says, well, so remember, because what does Rav say? Remember, what do we view? We view the edges of the rooftops as if what? As if they extend down and close off. I.e., the edges of the rooftop extend downwards to form a virtual mechitza. Therefore, it turns out what Rav was saying? that the entire area of the Achsandra is enclosed. And if it's enclosed, then Lemaisa you can carry throughout the entire area. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Ein metaltlin ba ela ba'arba. Shmuel says, then no, you are limited to Dalet Amos. Why? Lo amrinan pi tikra yor v'sosin. Shmuel disagrees, and Shmuel holds that we do not say pi tikra yor v'sosin. So fundamental machlok is Rav and Shmuel as to whether or not we hold of this halacha of pi tikra yor v'sosin. Now, I want to be clear. Shmuel is not necessarily rejecting the entire notion of pi tikra yor v'sosin. Shmuel might just be arguing on the application of the principle. He might say it applies in certain cases, but not in other cases. So I want to, it's not a wholesale objection necessarily. It's just machlok is in this case. So I want to say, just to keep the flow, remember, what the Gemara is saying over here is, here's what we know. Rav Chiya bar Rav Yosef asked Shmuel earlier, does the halacha follow you or Rav? Now there's a machlokes as to what case Rav Chiya bar Rav Yosef was asking Shmuel about. So first opinion, Rav Ashi said he was asking about the case of the Svina. In that case, Rav said the Svina is considered enclosed. You carry throughout the entire area. Shmuel says it's not. According to the second opinion, he wasn't asking Shmuel about the Svina. He was asking Shmuel about the case of the Achsadra and the Bika. And here the fundamental machlokes is Rav says he carried throughout the entire area. Why? Pitikra Yorid Vesos, saying the edge of the rooftop extends downward, forming a virtual mechitza enclosing the area. And Shmuel says you have Dalet Amos because the area is not enclosed. Virav, listen to this. Virav Aliba de Rabbi Meir. So we'll say, now going back before, now the Gemara jumps back to our previous discussion. Rav, according to Rabbi Meir, what did Rav say according to Rabbi Meir? That carrying is permitted on the entire rooftop of an area, right? So Rav, according to Rabbi Meir, remember, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, says this one in the Mishnah, that Lamais, you have the entire rooftop area. The entire rooftop area to carry. So now, according to Rav's understanding of Rabbi Meir, that you have the entire rooftop area, letaltali migag ligag, excuse me, letaltali migag lechatzer. Why aren't you able to carry from the home to the chatzer? From the home to the chatzer. Look at Rav for just a moment. The Rav Aliba with Rabbi Meir, So both like what the Gemara is really asking is like this. If you really hold that you can carry throughout the entire rooftop, or according to Rabbi Meir, remember, if the rooftops are equal, you can carry throughout all the rooftops, what does that show you? That shows you that the rooftops are not considered to be a karmelis. What are they considered to be? You hear that logic, right? Because Lemaisa, if the rooftop was a karmelis, then you have to agree that what? That you're limited to Dalet Amos. The fact that Rav's understanding of Rabbi Meir is that you can carry throughout the entire rooftop, and again, remember, according to Rabbi Meir, even more than that, from rooftop to rooftop to rooftop, as long as what? They're within 10 fachim of each other, indicates that a rooftop is Rosh Siyachid. If it's Rosh Siyachid, then what? Then you should be permitted to carry from a rooftop to a chatzar as well. Because that's just one Rosh Siyachid to another Rosh Siyachid, to which the Gemara says, no, that's because Gzeira Mishund Rav Yitzchak Barav Dini. So that gets into the issue, we saw this yesterday, Rav Osai, of the concern of the Gzeira of Yitzchak Barav Dini. Remember, Rav Yitzchak Barav Dini was the one who said that if you have a pillar in Rosh Hashayachid that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, then what? We won't let you use that pillar to adjust your load. Why not, Rav Osai? Because usage of a similar pillar in Rosh Hashayachid would be aser. And we're concerned that if we let you use that in Rosh Hashayachid, it comes to use in Rosh Hashayachid. So too over here in this particular case, the roof is usually 10 tefachim higher than the chatzer. Even though technically speaking, you should be able to transfer something from the rooftop to a chatzer because it's the same rishus. Nevertheless, we won't let you do it according to Rav. Why? Because Rav Yitzchak Bar Dini is concerned that if we let you transfer something with such a height differential, you may come to what? You may come to use the pillar in the rishus, which is the actual act of hotzah. Okay, seems to be a very remote concern, but it is a concern nevertheless. Ushmuel Aliba Dirabonon. And now, according to Shmuel, position of the Rabbanon, who holds that you can't carry more than a rooftop that's larger than two bases saw, as we've said before, nitaltal migag lekarfeif. You should at least be able to, what Rabbo saying, carry from the rooftop to a karfeif. Why, Rabbo saying? Why? Because now remember, according to Shmuel's understanding, we're dealing with the rooftop that's, remember we just said this before, according to Shmuel, what are we dealing with? Shmuel holds good asik. So there are mechitzos. So, but why, according to Shmuel, you're still limited to Dalet Amos? Because we're dealing with a very specific case. The rooftop, or collective rooftops, are more than two base saw, and what? They're not enclosed for residential purposes. What do we call an area like that? A karfeif. Karfeif has certain rishus harabim, karmelis-like qualities, therefore you can only carry Dalet Amos. If that's the case, according to Shmuel, why don't we let you carry from the roof to an actual karfeif? After Rabbo said, there's no prohibition in carrying from one karfeif to another karfeif. Great, Rabbo said, you'll be limited. It's only going to be dalet amos, but carry two. We should let you carry 2 amos on the rooftop karfeif to 2 amos on regular karfeif. Amar Rav Bar Ula, listen to this. Gezeres shem yifchas hagag. Interestingly enough, the concern over here is that it may happen that part of the roof may ultimately go away. Meaning, go away is the wrong word, but may crumble. And Rabbo says, interesting. What happens if part of the roof crumbles? Then you have less than 2 beis sa'ah. What happens if you have less than 2 beis sa'ah? The area is no longer a karfeif. If the area is no longer a karfeif, then what is it? It's a rishus hayachid. So we'll say, what is Shmuel concerned about? Shmuel is concerned about that if we allow you to carry from the rooftop to the karfeif, you're going to get used to it. And what can happen over time? Over time, part of the roof erodes, taking away the dimensions of the karfeif, making it into rishus hayachid, and what? You're not going to realize it, as we're going to see in just a moment. And what's going to end up happening? You're still going to be transferring between the rooftop and the karfeif, and that, granted, again, I will say, it's not a malacha d'oraisa, but it's still an isra to transfer from rishus hayachid to a karfeif. Ihachi, if that's the case, mi karfeif le karfeif nami lo yitaltel. They'll say, if that's the case, then in general, we should never let you carry from one karfeif to another karfeif, out of concern that what? Dilma mifchis va'asi l'taltel. I will say, out of concern that what could happen, you could always say this, the dimensions of the karfeif may be lost some way, somehow, and what? And therefore, l'maisa, you'll end up carrying from Rosh Tziyachit to a karfeif. To which the Gemara says, no. The difference is hasam. Now, I will say, the assumption is that under normal circumstances, a karfeif is enclosed. It's just not enclosed for residential purposes. So you have mechitzos. So the Gemara says, this is very interesting. Hasam I mifchis min korali milsa. I will say, under normal circumstances, if the dimensions of a regular karfeif change, you could see it. Why can you see it, Rabbi Osai? Because since there are observable mechitzos, you have your range of vision. You could visually see the demarcation of the karfeif. And if something were to change in the boundaries or something else of the karfeif, what would happen? You would be able to immediately see it. However, hacha, imifches le lo min karamilsa. But Rabbi Osai, in this case over here at the rooftop, where remember, Rabbi Osai, in this case, there are no visible mechitzos. Because remember, what kind of mechitzos do you have? Right? You have virtual mechitzos of good asik mechitzos. Therefore, says the Gemara, in this case, according to Shmuel, there is a real concern that dimensions of the rooftop karfeif could change. And you'll never be aware of it. And what could end up happening? The Maisi will end up transferring an item from what was a karfeif, is now Irish Sayachid, into a karfeif, which would be an Isser. Right, the Maisi will stop over here for tonight.
For sure. So, when Shmuel said you couldn't carry a ship, somebody